escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Ted Johnson, and we have some breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
According to both Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter, they reported it almost simultaneously, Cowboys are trading three-time All-Pro linebacker Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
Parsons and the Packers already have reached agreement on a four-year, $188 million contract that includes $120 million fully guaranteed at signing and makes Parsons the highest-paid non-QB in NFL history. Ted Johnson, I hear the reaction, but what is the reaction?
I'd love to know what the Packers gave up, other than a lot of money. But to me, this was we're going to talk to Tom Curran shortly about this. I was hoping the Patriots would go for him. I told you guys a while back when we had this discussion, I love Micah Parsons. I think he's a difference maker. Clearly, when he's on the field, your defense is a lot better. And so good for the Green Bay Packers, man. You know what? And the Cowboys, that's a disgrace, man. That is an embarrassing, embarrassing franchise. That Jerry Jones, poor Jer. He has no clue what he's doing down there.
As you mentioned, Ted, we're going to go to the phone lines now. Our buddy Tom Curran joins us, as he does each and every Thursday. Tom Curran is presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Tommy Curran, I'm sure you saw the reports. Micah Parsons is now a Packer. My first question was going to be, should or could the Patriots get in on the pursuit of Micah Parsons? But what is your reaction to the trade now that it's already happened?
I never thought that the Cowboys would end up parting with him. It's just, to me, you have one of the best players in the NFL, and he attracts eyeballs, and as Jerry Jones has said, he doesn't mind any attention, good, bad, or indifferent. So to me, it's surprising that they're going to move on from their most dynamic player and their biggest attraction. That's tough to be America's team with, you know, God bless him, but Dak Prescott is not going to move the needle tremendously. He's probably a top 8 to 12 quarterback. So to me, it's surprising that they couldn't come to some kind of a resolution, and it's an eye-popping contract of what the hell is that going to be, like $43 million a year? And the first report might end up being a little inflated, but still, it's an insane amount of money. As for the Patriots, sure, I'm sure they could have come up with some kind of a package to do that. But to me, you know, they didn't, obviously. And do you kick rocks over it? Or do you say, look, they're more than a Micah Parsons away? I guess there's two ways of looking at it. I'm in a deferential mood, I think, in terms of what the Patriots are doing personnel-wise, because they're still in the shallow end of the pool.
You know what, Tom? Let's just go to the Patriots. I mean, it was pie in the sky thinking they'd get Micah Parsons anyway. So, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a team, the original cutdown with 53 players, their roster, and then a day later, two of the players they were outright released, and Javon Baker and Kendrick Bourne. Have you ever seen anything like that in the past with the Patriots? And what do you make of them releasing those two wide receivers?
I think you could just attribute it to the fact that they're not really a great team depth-wise. So players maybe 32 through 53 are interchangeable, and it's not a surprise that when you're that shallow in terms of depth, you're going to find guys who are released by other teams who might be better or more pertinent than the guys you have. For instance, in signing the cornerback that they signed, that player is a gunner and a jammer on special teams, and they're teaching Javon Baker how to do that. Now, Baker, you know, could certainly welcome back to the practice squad if he hasn't already, if he doesn't get claimed. So you can still use him as a developmental player in terms of wide receiver or gunner. But to me, it's attributable to how untalented they are. And really, Ted, in 2000, I remember Scott Pioli and Bill Belichick, I believe, and I don't know if this is an apocryphal story or not, but they – I think you guys might have gone with 51 players initially.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. They did not have
players because.
Yep. They didn't have enough players to fill out the roster.
Wow. I didn't remember that. Wow. Okay. That's crazy.
So it happens.
Yeah. It does indeed. So, Tom, I wanted to ask you about the waves you sort of made when you jumped on the Callahan podcast. Talking about Jacoby Myers and Steph Diggs. Did you say, correct me if I'm wrong, sir, did you say you would flip-flop Myers for Diggs right now?
Sure, there's upside to that conversation. Absolutely. I'm not saying, my God, 100% all the time. It depends what you want and how much you forecast each player being relevant to you for the next 3 years. If you made a move for Jacoby Myers, brought him aboard, you could certainly – he's turning 29. Figure that he can give you 3 years of service. He's a durable guy. He understands how to work in this system. He's dependable. Great work ethic. And Steph Diggs, obviously, if you want a guy who might get you 1,200 yards, Steph Diggs would be a much better guy to bet on. But how long will Steph Diggs be here? Is he here for a year? What kind of condition is he going to be in relative to the ACL? Not physically. I think that he's in very good physical condition when you see a move. But you could certainly make the argument to make that flip. The Raiders get a player for this year that they could use. And sorry, my thingy stuck.
Hello.
Got to get where you're getting,
so,
guy.
To me, there is absolutely merit to considering that trade. But as I said, it's not, oh my God, 100%. Every single time you have a chance to do it, you do it. You know, the wave's made. I think people are anxious for the season to start. We're anxious for the season to start. So if somebody becomes available, who I've talked about to you guys several times in the offseason prior to Diggs coming here, who I thought would be a good fit for them to make a trade at $10 million and give them a new contract, then yeah, absolutely entertain that conversation.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, with us here on WEEI Afternoons. And I know you referenced the lack of talent for the swift departure of some of the guys that were initially on the roster, but it also seems like with Kendrick Bourne, there was kind of more to it. There was money, there was loyalty and personal feelings, and now he's gone to social media and talked about it's not money, but you need to know your value. What is your understanding, I guess, to that total story with Kendrick Bourne and how that went down?
Well, he's hurt right now. He is a player who is probably not here for the long haul. Kayshon Booty's probably a better player right now. Doesn't get hurt quite as often. That's not Bourne's fault. Kyle Williams, you'd have to look at him as a player that would be more relevant as a downfield receiver. The role just is not obvious, and the duration of how long Bourne will be relevant here isn't great either. So I don't begrudge Kendrick Bourne for saying, I'm still a pretty good player, you know, when I'm out there, because I think he is. But I think it's – we're talking about players – 35 through 53. And if it was someone else, like I would have been more in an uproar had they moved on from Anthony Jennings. that's a really good player who's healthy and can be productive. I wouldn't want to see them turn their back on a player who I think can absolutely provide something through their defensive line and their edge group. So to me, I like Bourne. I thought he was a good player. He was extremely effective in 2021. He was effective early in 2023 before he got hurt. But I see why they made the move.
Hey, Tom, I'm curious what you think that how the Patriots feel about the current status of this team. I just, you listen to Mike Vrabel's presser yesterday. I don't know. He seemed kind of lethargic and just down. Just didn't just have the energy that he's had. And you wonder if he feels his team is where he wants it. What's the sense that you get from talking to people over there about how they feel about their team going into the week one here?
I think they're optimistic, but I really found what he said on the Greg Hill show Monday as being incredibly instructive as to how he actually feels about where the team is. And that is, we will go to great lengths to improve the team. Not we have gone to great lengths so far, or we have still some work to do, or we feel great, but there's still some tweaking. No, we will go to great lengths to improve the team. And I don't know what great lengths will be out there to, avail themselves. Micah Parsons would have been the greatest of lengths to go to. But that comment there, that phrase within an answer that Mike provided, I thought was very telling to me. I think that as he probably and the rest of the staff looked at what they have on their team and made determinations, they might have looked at tight end and said, man, if Hunter Henry goes down or Austin Hooper goes down, we're into Jack Westover. They might have looked at linebacker and said, we have a converted guy in Marte Mapu who's going to be our fourth off-ball linebacker. We don't know what's going on with Tavai as a media group. I'm sure they do. But there are spots within their roster where they have the second highest paid player on the team in terms of cap space is Kyle Duggar, and he's a backup at this point. Keon White has not developed. He's been passed by Kalavon Chase on. Not developed, but he's not developed at the rate I think that they would have hoped given where he started the offseason. So to me, they're probably being realistic and saying, wow, we still have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of people.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They were pretty good. We might be better than we were. But there's a lot of work still to do. And that's one last thing I'll say on that. When Mike, prior to taking the job, he did an interview with The Athletic, and he said he was looking for three things in his next destination. One of them was a quarterback that they could either develop or had a path to finding one. They have one. One of the other things that he mentioned, though, was to find an owner with realistic expectations about what the team and the arc of the team will be. So for every time we hear Robert speak about the optimism he has for this season and how much better they'll be or how excited he is, we've heard that in 2022 and 2023 and 2021. So I think that Mike is smart to kind of measure and manage the expectations a little bit.
So, Tom, Christian Gonzalez was absent again from practice today, or at least he was not available or seen by the media during their access portion. Tell me, with 10 days to go and that injury having taken place several weeks back, where I should be on the panic meter.
I honestly don't know. I wish I could tell you how his hamstring feels and what his availability will be. I think when it happened, we all agreed, well, he's your best defensive player, probably in terms of reputation and production last year. So take your time and wait until the beginning of the season and don't push it. But as time passes and he's not on the practice field, inevitably that notion of, you know, taking your time, people start to toe tap and look at their watch and say, isn't it time he's out there? Well, yeah. And I'm surprised, or I'm not surprised. You're just curious. And I think everyone has a right to be curious if the best defensive player is going to be ready for week one and Jakobi Meyers. So to me, it's certainly worth it. But I have yet to hear anything that says it's coming along really slowly. I mean, it was a hamstring and he walked off with it. He didn't crumble to the ground like Patrick Pass back in the day. So it shouldn't be as diabolical an injury, one would hope.
Tom, I know it feels like it was a long time ago, maybe even water under the bridge, but we only talk to you every Thursday. What was your reaction to Mike Vrabel's rats comment after the preseason finale, and then maybe his comments when he kind of laughed it off with the Greg Hill show earlier this week?
It felt pointed. I don't know if it was pointed at agents. I don't know if it was pointed at his own organization and personnel department. I don't know if it was Mike just being Mike, Ted, and just casting a, you know, throwing a rock in the water just to see the ripples. But it's interesting. I think that we all understand that we're all doing our job in terms of trying to find out as much information as we can to let people know this is where the team stands right now. And I think that Mike and his team there understand that that's how it is. But, you know, the one voice notion that Bill espoused was pretty good for a long time. And they wanted to get out generally, not 100%. But it'll be interesting to watch that as it unfolds, because frequently now we've already had, there's a report, and then Mike is asked about the report and says, that's news to me. And you know, it's not news to him. But he's sending that message that, yeah, I don't know if you guys know what you're talking about exactly. So it's an interesting interplay. I don't think he's about to, you know, fumigate the place to get rid of the rats. But it at least reminds people that, you know, we want to try and keep our business a little close to the vest. So that was my reaction to it.
No doubt. It sounded pointed. I totally agree with you, Tom. Just taking a look at the free agents. I mean, they brought in a lot of free agents. You know, Steph Diggs, Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, Robert Spillane, and all those guys. It's kind of like I thought I would hear more from them, you know, in training camp. I know they don't play these guys in preseason games, but you just didn't see a Carlton Davis out there much, or Morgan Moses out there, or Steph Diggs out there. And when Milton Williams was out there a lot, and Spillane, you didn't hear them really showing out. So do you have any concerns with any of those guys or just how they're going to, you know, play for the Patriots? And are you hearing anything on what they would think about those guys' impact so far on the team?
I think they're really positive about all the guys you mentioned, Diggs included. So it's so different now with the three preseason games and the joint practices. Williams is out there all the time. He seems to be a factor when I'm watching him.
Okay.
Moses, you know, he's a 34-year-old tackle. He should be more stable than the guy who was there before. But I don't think he's probably in the upper echelon of right tackles in the league at this juncture. But to me, I withhold judgment until I see an actual game and the performance of these guys. I think that they're extremely high on Spillane, and I thought he made a lot of plays and was very obvious. It's just so interesting the way the off-the-ball linebackers are used now in this defense compared to how they were used, you know, in the not-so-distant past, even with Mayo. You know, Tavai and Bentley were major cogs in that defense. And obviously Hightower, yourself, guys who throughout the years were major factors. Now it's like the very slim cream filling between the secondary and the defensive line is this group of linebackers. So it'll be interesting to see how they're used and how active they are. But I know that Spillane has been a tough guy to miss when you're out there watching practice. Would you agree with that, Andy?
Yes. Yeah. I think he's going to be just fine. Yep.
Good football player. Last one from me, Tommy. We talked about it a few weeks ago. A little bit worried about the rookie kicker. I thought maybe Parker Roma had beat him out. But you know what? Young kickers, who I think you said on our show stink or make you nervous. Borgalis got the kicking job. How do you feel about that?
I hope he does a good job, because they're probably going to have a lot of 41-yard field goals to attempt. I mean, this thing is – who cares about 58-yarders? Just make them from 35 to 50, because that's realistically what kickers do now, is they should be around 90% or above, you know, makes. I would have to open up, you know, NFL Jesus and take a look at all the stats and see what the make rate is, but I think most guys are around 90% when you're having a good year. So – just make your kicks. And until he is a guy who makes kicks regularly from inside 45 yards, hands are going to sweat when he takes the field. And you hate to have that, I think, when you have a team that was as bad as the Patriots were, both in the red zone, in goal-to-go situations, and on third down last year. You're going to face a lot of occasions when you're faced with something, and you don't want them to have to be on the, you know, 33-yard line saying, can he make a 50-yarder here, or do we have to go for this on third and five? And they're going to need three frequently. They'd like more, but they've got to be able to put up three when you can and not have empty possessions. And a lot's going to fall on Borgalis.
Tom, you're a TV guy, so I know you pay attention to fashion. So before we get you out of here, I guess I got to get your reaction to the rivalry jerseys for the Patriots. Thoughts?
They look like the Colts jerseys.
That's what
they
people
look like
say.
Colts colors.
So
did anybody
like
else see that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've seen that online. Yeah,
the UNC Detroit everything. Patriots.
What are we doing? I mean, it's just moving more merchandise, moving product.
That's right. It's business, baby.
More things. So I mean, I was never a massive Pat Patriot guy, and I know that most people really love the blood red and the white helmet and, you know, the guy squatting. But the more I look at that, the simplicity of it was, I don't even like these jerseys with the goofy stripes on the shoulders. I've never liked them. So, I don't know. Ted, did you like those royal blues that Parcells switched you guys into?
Nope. Hated them. Couldn't stand them.
Yeah.
My least favorite.
The white Patriots uniforms, when they are in the old school ones, are my favorite.
Yeah, from the Super Bowl of 96 with the big Pat Patriot on the shoulders.
Yeah, I like that one. That's the one I like.
I like that one, too.
All right, Tom. Well, we'll talk to you about some real football next week. We'll be getting ready for the season opener. Can't wait. Put all this to rest. No more fashion or trades or anything.
Ashton Gentry beat Travion Henderson.
Ooh, nice.
What do you like?
Nice. I like the hype. All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
see
you. Thank you, Tom.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have to talk about this Micah Parsons trade to the Packers. Are the Packers now a Super Bowl contender or maybe even favorite? And what did the Cowboys get for their star pass rusher? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Nick Fitzy Stevens, tell us what's trending.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.